looking forward to talking about this upcoming test against Sri Lanka for Australia with Stuart Clark, who joins us this morning on the Big Sports Breakfast. Good morning, Clarky.
Hello, Ryan, Jamie, Mossy. It's like a time warp talking to you guys. I haven't spoken in ages.
Well, at least a few months since the summer series for me anyway, Clarky. So
Absolutely. Great
to be talking to you, mate. And this Australian match against Sri Lanka is really an interesting one for our side. We're hearing that Travis Head might be in doubt. Glenn Maxwell could come back. We're hearing Mitch Swepson could be brought in for the second spinning role. What do you think our lineup looks like, and what have you made of Sri Lanka from what we've seen so far in the limited overs series?
Well, I think the lineup's interesting. Look, the Maxwell inclusion in the squad's an interesting decision. I think it's a good decision, by the way. Horses for courses type selection, good player of spin, has done well over there, certainly in the short versions of the game. So, you know, some real thinking behind that. I'd definitely be playing two spinners. We saw during the one-day series how effective the slower bowlers were. Oh, I think Kuhneman will come into the test squad, but certainly from what we saw in the one-day, he's a player of the future. Swepson, we saw him a little bit during the Pakistan series on wickets that were pretty unfriendly for bowling, let's be honest. But, look, it's an interesting decision. In Sri Lanka, they're very good in their own conditions. They, we saw them out here in the one-dayers in Australia, and, you know, wickets are really different to what they're used to. But they won the one-day series 3-2. They played some good cricket in their conditions, like most subcontinental teams. Obviously, India being the one we talk about the most, they're very competitive. So if Australia think they're going to turn up and just, we'll defeat these Sri Lankans and go home, they've got another thing coming. They're a good team in their conditions.
Give us some hope, Stewie. The shorter form of the game, the results didn't go away, as you just said. How much does that count going into a test series?
Oh, look, it gives Sri Lanka momentum, and, you know, like, it doesn't matter what sport it is. If you have a few wins, you get that belief, which is, you know, 10% of it when you play at the elite level is that belief that you can actually win. Like that said, I still think Australia have the team. You know, we've got good fast bowlers, we've got good batting depth, we've got all the tools at our disposal. It's just whether when the pressure's on in their conditions, when the wickets are spinning a bit, it's not as true as you get in Australia with the wickets. Can our players, who haven't played a lot of long version cricket, stand up to the pressure at all? That's professional sport. When the pressure's on, can you deliver at the highest? And I think we've got. Look, I think we should go in as favourites, but I wouldn't be writing off Sri Lanka.
Now, obviously, Andrew McDonald, it's a big test for him as well, and how this side performs, because Australia haven't been in, I guess, these testing spinning conditions since they toured Bangladesh in 2017. The last time they actually faced Sri Lanka, they lost 3-0. So we need to see a lot from, I guess, not just our spinners, but also the pacemen, Stewie. What do you want to see from the likes of, well, we know what we get from Pat Cummins, but a guy like Mitchell Starc, what do you want to see from our bowling lineup?
Well, what you want to see from our bowling lineup is, do they swing the new ball? You need to be able to get the ball to move around in the air when it's new. And then you need to be able to get the ball reversed and then bowl, like you see in all subcontinental games, that reverse swing from our bowlers. They've been good at different stages. There's no question about that. And individually, they've been good. But winning 4-day or 5-day cricket over in Sri Lanka and India and Pakistan is about a concerted effort. I thought they were good in Pakistan on really unfriendly wickets. So really a continuation of that. Nathan Lyon didn't get as many wickets as he would have liked over in Pakistan, but certainly in Sri Lanka, where I think the wickets will be a bit more bowler friendly. Just that, I suppose, that group, that quartet, or, you know, if it's a five of them together working towards winning the game, and whoever picks up the wickets, so be it.
Stu, what did you make of Andrew McDonald using Sharon footies for some fielding drills?
Good to see a Victorian getting involved in the bringing in his mark. But, oh, look, it's all different type stuff. You know, the wicket, the grounds over in Sri Lanka aren't as true as you get at the MCG or SCG, so the ball does bobble around a bit. I think more so than anything, Jamie, it's about just making players feel a little bit uncomfortable and just not that normal, what they're used to in Australia, and getting them to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. And you've heard that a lot in recent times, you know, with Todd Payton up at the North Queensland Cowboys, just, you know, making players feel uncomfortable. So when the pressure's on, it's not foreign to you. Mm. And I think things like that, Andrew McDonald is a new age coach. He's not a you know, an old fashioned coach. So he's going to bring in new, different styles and techniques. The part about all of that is coaches are managed on whether they win or lose. And you can have all the fancy drills and you can do all the, you know, the testing and all the stuff behind the scenes, but it's the W's and L's that go against your name. So if he wins, everyone will go, what a hero. And if he loses, everyone will go, oh, mate, you should have been practicing cricket balls.
Now, us Aussie fans, Stewie, we're looking for anything we can glean some confidence from around the Aussies getting up in this series. And Usman Khawaja now, he's had a couple of underwhelming tours, I think it'd probably be fair to say, to Sri Lanka in the past. He reckons he's going into this one with a lot more shots, a better player to deal with the spin that's going to be thrown at him. You buy into that?
I do, actually. I think Usman, if there was an Achilles heel in his cricket, was probably, you know, playing against really good spin bowling. But we've seen throughout the course of the last sort of 6 to 12 months from the Ashes that he was good in Pakistan. He's come up with his own unique way of playing spin. You see him sort of get his feet out of the way and play the ball really late, which is not your traditional way of doing it. It's a confidence thing with Usman. And look, there's no question he should have confidence after his test series in Pakistan. But he comes back into the team, slightly different conditions. If he gets runs, and I think this is the way it'll probably go. If he gets runs in the first test, you'll see him get runs in the rest of them. If he misses out in the first test, then the pressure's on, and that's the test with any form of game. When you're not feeling as comfortable, I think Usman now has the skills. You know, whether he's got a heap more shots, well, that depends on whether he decides to play them or not. But he's certainly got the technique or the style, if you want, for want of a better term, to actually deal with the spinning wickets.
Mm, the one I'm really looking forward to, Clarkey, is Cameron Green. We saw how terrific he was through the Ashes series, but this will be the first time he's really seeing these conditions, the subcontinent conditions, and could be the real making of this young man who we know is just such a workhorse. He gets through a lot of bowling and you know, obviously his batting is quite solid as well. So it'll be great to see him under these testing conditions.
Absolutely, it would be. He's. You look at Cameron Green every time you see him, and you think this guy's, you know, he's a star in the making if he isn't already a star. And he provides that balance to the Australian team that we've been crying out for since, you know, it's probably Shane Watson, even though he didn't bowl much in the latter years of his career, but, you know, that Andrew Flintoff. And it allows us to have a variation with our team because he can pick up the slack with the ball from a fast bowling point of view. So we can play two spinners because we've arguably got two quicks, two spinners, and an all-rounder. So he's just so important to that team. His batting, well, he's starting to get runs at different stages. It will be a challenge, let's be honest. The spinning wickets growing up in Western Australia where you've got hard, fast, bouncy wickets, it's not what he's going to get in Sri Lanka. But, look, he's so important to that team at the moment now, and whether he realises that or not, but I think the Australian public and certainly the Australian selectors do, that he just provides complete balance to what we need and allows us to play extra fast bowlers or the extra spinners as long as his batting's standing up to it. His test will be batting at six. Does he get enough runs? And he's done that at the moment. Even though there was a couple of questions towards the end of the Ashes, they'll stick with him because I think everyone sees the ability of the man.
Stu, is there a player for you that is under the most pressure to perform, to come out and really show the Australian side and stand up?
The player under the most pressure. Oh, look, I'm a big Mitchell Starc fan. He cops a lot of criticism for different things. You know, if he can pick up a pile of wickets, that would take the pressure off him. Travis Head, I know he got runs in the Ashes. I think he's a good player. So I think the one that probably stands out the most is probably Mitchell Starc. Even though I'm a fan, and I think he's so crucial, especially when the ball's reversing. But I know the public and certainly those that commentate on the game always have an opinion on him. So if he doesn't get wickets, he'll come under the most pressure probably the quickest. And then you'll have to probably look at the batters from there, who's not getting runs. You know, you'd imagine that Smith, Warner, Khawaja and Carr, if they score runs at different stages, probably won't face too much of that criticism.
David Warner's lifetime leadership ban is a topic of discussion. Pat Cummins has backed calls for Cricket Australia to overturn that. What are your thoughts, Clarkey?
Well, it was an odd sort of ban. That whole thing, you know, when it all happened was, you know, it was a bit of a, you know, pull it out of a hat and, oh, well, you got this and you got that. I think there's numerous reasons why that should be looked at. There'll be people that agree with it. There'll be people that don't agree with it. And that's that whole topic with Smith and Warner and Bancroft has been polarising. I personally thought the ban was way too hard for all of them at the start, and I haven't changed my opinion on that. People won't agree with that. That's fine. I hope they're doing it because it's the right decision to do. If I read a little bit in the paper yesterday that they're doing it so David Warner will play in the BBL. Mm. Well, if that's the truth, and I can't tell you whether it is or isn't, that's ridiculous. It's either the ban was too harsh and we got it wrong, so put your hand up and say you got it wrong, or the ban is what it should be and you deal with it and get on with it. This, oh, we need him to do something else, so we'll drop the ban. Well, that's not a great way of running the game, I would have thought. But my opinion is I thought the ban was too hard to start with, and you know, if he's allowed to take up a leadership role, well, that should have been done 2 years ago.
So just finally, Clarkie, conditions, they're saying there might be some rain about at some period during this test over the next 5 days, but probably nothing significant. So what are you tipping? Are you thinking that the Aussies can get it done, or how do you think this test match will play out?
Oh, I think there'll be a result. I think the way Test cricket goes at the moment, the games move so quickly. There's, you know, the long, you know, you can watch any of the England versus New Zealand Test series from the UK. You've seen the games; they're chasing down large totals on the last day. So the games move quickly. Look, Sri Lanka will be really, really good in their conditions. There's no question about that. I think Australia probably have just a little bit too much firepower. The biggest challenge for the Australians is, are they test hardened and are they ready to play in those sort of conditions? I'm going to tip Australia only because it's my head says to tip Australia. But I think the games will be close and I think there'll definitely be a result with Australia just getting out on top.
So with the tab, Australia are favourites, $2.30. Sri Lanka, $3.60 and $2.80 the draw. Always great to talk to you, Clarkie. Thanks for joining us.
Cheers, boys and girls. Have a nice day.